A guilty plea. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Another person set to go to jail for their role in the Capitol riot.
The Department of Justice says William Wilson from Newton Grove, North Carolina, pleaded guilty in D.C. federal court to seditious conspiracy and obstructing an official proceeding. Oathkeeper members Joshua James from Alabama and Brian Ulrich from Georgia had previously pleaded guilty to similar charges. Federal prosecutors say he was communicating with others on the Signal app on January 5th about the plan for the next day. He replied, "That's why I have all my gear with me." He drove to D.C. the next day with a rifle and a pistol. The Justice Department says he was the first of the Oath Keepers to breach the Capitol building. He faces 20 years in prison for each charge. No sentencing date has yet been set. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Donald Trump Jr. has met with a congressional committee investigating the Capitol riot. That's according to the Associated Press. It's not known what he told the committee. His sister Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner went before the committee in early April. President Biden warning that other rights could be at risk if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Earlier this week, a leaked draft decision from the high court seemed to indicate the decision legalizing abortion could be overturned, though the court said the leaked decision is authentic, but not necessarily a reflection of a final opinion. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will increase the number of air traffic controllers in Florida and take other steps to improve the flow of planes in the state. The promise comes after 2 days of meetings between the agency and representatives from about a dozen airlines. Air travel to Florida picked up more quickly during the pandemic than many other places, and more flights are planned for the summer. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Some passengers are complaining about how a COVID-19 outbreak on board a cruise ship was handled.
Passengers say a Carnival cruise ship was completely overwhelmed after more than 100 people on board tested positive for COVID-19. Some say they're in quarantine at Seattle area hotels after testing positive or being exposed. According to a local report, passengers say they had to wait hours for meals, weren't properly isolated, found staff reaction chaotic, and couldn't get a hold of medical staff. The medical center even reportedly telling one passenger she did not need to be tested, even though her roommate tested positive. Carnival says there were no serious health issues. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
One day after the Supreme Court ruled the city of Boston violated the rights of a conservative activist by not allowing him to fly a Christian flag outside City Hall, the Satanic Temple is requesting to fly a flag there. Mayor Michelle Wu's office says it's reviewing the high court's decision and the city's flag policy. Like endangered species, there's a list of endangered places in the U.S., and this year's list is now out.
The 2022 list of America's 11 most endangered historic places is released by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Places the nonprofit says are at a turning point where they need to be protected or lost. The Brown Chapel AME Church in Selma, Alabama, now heavily damaged. Jamestown, a site in Virginia where enslaved people first arrived in America and home of the first publicly elected assembly in the U.S. Chicano murals in Colorado, a Jewish mortuary chapel in Connecticut, a closed elementary school in Guam, a World War II Japanese incarceration site in Idaho, a 103-year-old base for black soldiers in Arizona, a boarding school for black children in North Carolina, an African-American burial ground in Texas, a cave with indigenous artwork more than 1,200 years old in Missouri, and the Brooks Park Art and Nature Center in New York. Chris Foster, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 932, the Nasdaq plus 401, the S&P up 124. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.